Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares, who actually had sent me a copy of a NASA document, NASA, and suddenly this is a government agency, and they published this. This was a talk that was given, a PowerPoint presentation that was given to a group of government employees. These are sort of things that were not to be commonly known by the average common people out there, and yet I thought this was so fascinating that I asked Deborah to study this PowerPoint presentation very carefully, and then we'd do a program on it. Why is that important? Well, because they were talking about the things that are going to happen down the line, how they're going to, of course, increasingly use robots instead of people to accomplish jobs. But one of the things that rather surprised me is they're very concerned about the danger of an EMP attack. Now, the average American doesn't even understand that this is a very real threat. And, of course, the horrible things that have happened there in New York City this past week, where people have gone days without electricity, those would be simply dwarfed into insignificance if we were to have an EMP attack. This is an electromagnetic pulse attack, which could very well wipe out the electric grid on the entire east coast of our country or all across our nation. We don't know. But they could knock out certainly New York City, the center of our economic system, overnight, and it would be knocked out for a matter of many months or many years, and may never recall. And of course, if you read the scriptures, well, you find a reference to a last Babylon, the mother of harlots, which is obviously the center of economic prosperity, the economic function, as is described in the Bible, and simply overnight, why Babylon, this economic center, is destroyed. Certainly, I do not know what the future holds. I do not pretend to be a prophet. But I think the fact that the NASA is considering the very real possibility of a EMP attack, and the average American doesn't even understand its implications, is indeed a very frightening concept. Right now, Deborah, thank you so very much for being with us tonight, and tell us what you've learned from studying this certainly PowerPoint presentation put on for high government officials and not for public consumption. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, and yes, I just want to read a quote, just because as we get started, this is absolutely what we are faced with, and this is a former FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover's warning.
All right, but basically, are you on a regular phone, Deborah, because you're very quiet?
I am. Can you hear me?
Okay, just speak up. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. I wanted to start out with the former FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover's quote in 1956, and this is a warning. And why I want to start with this, before we get into this NASA document, is this really illustrates where we're going to go tonight with this document. It says, the individual is handicapped by coming face-to-face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst, and it rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent.
Well, I think that that's a very, very appropriate analysis of what was going on at that time. But the same things are going on at this time. And there is a monstrous movement that is founded on evil. The average individual cannot really believe this is true, but it is, ladies and gentlemen. It really is true. And I want you to heed what Deborah says tonight, because, of course, there are plans to destroy what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Go right ahead, Deborah.
The document that I'm going to be speaking about is called The Future strategic issues, the future warfare.
Deborah, certainly I think the information you have is so important. I'm going to ask you if you just hang up, and I'm going to have my producer call you back and try to get a better line, okay?
Okay.
Okay, fine. I'm going to ask our producer.
I'll tell you what, why don't I try one more thing here right now? Let me put you on speaker, see if that improves.
No, we can't be on speaker. We've got to be on a regular phone.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Ari to call you back. And Ari, would you mind calling Deborah back? And let's see if we can get a better line, because I really believe her information is so vitally important that I really would like to have our listeners be able to hear it and hear it clearly. But this is based upon a government document which nobody else has reported on, which Deborah found just simply surfing the Internet, and basically we're fortunate to have as much information as we have up there. But I'm going to ask Ari to go ahead and get Deborah back on the line so that we can actually go through this document point by point by point. And basically, of course, it talks about the very real threats that the people in the upper echelons of our government are looking at. And but one of them, of course, was the possibility of an EMP attack. Now, when was the last time you heard any one of our talk show hosts across America talking about the danger of EMP attacks? Of course, you might hear Alex, or you might hear Joyce or a few of our friends talking about this, but you're not going to hear this from most sources. And the question is, why not? Because this is not an imaginary threat. It's a very, very real threat. So suddenly, the fact that the people, the elite who run our country, are concerned about this threat, suddenly means that you and I should be concerned about it. Where would it come from? Well, I would think that the Iranians could set one off. I'm firmly convinced we established the Iranian government. We established the mullahs who are in charge over there today. I personally believe that we have our people planted at the highest echelons of their government. I do believe, of course, the Iranians have nuclear weapons, which they've gotten from Pakistan, which got them from the United States. And, of course, they also have the technology. And let's find out if we have Deborah. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan.
Oh, that's ever so much better. Okay, well, of course, I guess is Deborah Tavares. And we're going to be back here in just a moment as we begin to explore this PowerPoint presentation, which was posted on the Internet, given by one of the officials of NASA, and a very high-level government organization which most people had never heard of. And yet, of course, it is one of the most powerful and significant organizations in our nation today. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're back with Deborah, and I think we have a better line. Deborah, you pick up the story about this. Now, how did you come across this presentation given by one of the NASA officials? Do we know who gave this talk?
Well, yes. Who gave the talk was Dennis M. Bushnell. He's the chief scientist at NSA Langley Research Center. And this was back in July of 2001. And this talks about the future of warfare and the capabilities of the enemies and worldwide technological revolution.
All right, Deborah, just talk just as loud as you possibly
okay.
can. And Deborah is simply saying that the whole idea of this is, talk was given by one of the high-level government officials about the very real possibility of warfare and, of course, how technology would be used in this coming attack on America. Go right ahead.
Yes, and they talk about the use of robots, cyborgs, and humans. And they talk about, and they say in the beginning of this document, which is posted on www.stopthecrime.net, in the source documents, you will find the future warfare of NASA there. And the people that are behind this are, and not limited to, just the U.S. Air Force, the National Research Council, the Strategic Studies Group Chief of Naval Operations, the National Reconnaissance Office, DARPA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, the CIA, the FBI, Special Operations of Command, the Supreme Allied Commander of the Atlantic, and the Department of Defense, and the Australian Department of Defense, and that's just a few. The presentation states that in all cases, It's based upon existing data, trends, analysis, and technologies. And they say there is absolutely no pixie dust in this presentation. So everything that they're talking about back in 2001, they say they could do. All of these things that we're going to be covering, they could do in 2001. And they talk, they say, heads up for the Intel community, warnings and inputs from the Department of Defense Research Development Planning. And they go on about how there's changes on scales of months instead of in decades. That's how quickly technology is changing. Now, this is on page 8 of the NASA document. Quote, Spaceship Earth. The crew, plundering the ship's supplies, tinkering with the temperature and life support control, looking for the instruction manual, engaging in bloody skirmishes in every corner of the vessel, increasing the size of the crew by 2 million per week. This is, of course, all global warming. This is depopulation. This is NASA, page 8 of the document. They also say on page 9 that the humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution of the planet, caused global warming, pollution, and deforestation. And they are modifying the human species. They're disabling us chemically. They talk about repair and redesigning of us. They talk about mind, M-I-N-D, children, which is artificial life. This is transhumanism.
Now, basically, do they tell you how they are altering us, certainly chemically?
Yes. They talk about all kinds of legal uses of weapons in this document. People are going to have to spend some of their own time. This is a 114-page document. But they talk about the technical ages of humankind. They say from 1950 to 2020 that technologies... i.e. nanotechnology and automating industry. They talk about robots and how they're going to change everything with robots. They say that robots are going to be in the large, and they're going to have sensors on absolutely everything. They talk about how, and this is very interesting, because I know recently during the elections, there was a lot of conversation about Common Core curriculum, worldwide-based educational guidelines that would dumb us all down. And if you look at the Quiet Weapons Silent War documents that we have posted on StopTheCrime.net, you will see in that document the elites, the Illuminati's fears are that we will become so well-educated in the sciences and technologies that we will recognize the computer-based data and algorithms that they are employing to control us completely. And in this document presented by this NASA PowerPoint on page 16, they talk about worldwide impacts of technologies and a revolution upon society. They say everything will be telecommuting, teleshopping, teleentertainment, teletravel, education, medicine, commerce, politics, and socialization. What they are doing is they are creating isolation, individual isolation, for absolute maximum control. Then they talk about how technology is better than humans and better capabilities. They also say on page 17 that India graduates three times more software engineers than the U.S. More software is written in Bangalore than in Southern California. They're disking the United States throughout this document. They say so many things. They talk about brain characteristics and the capabilities of the brain. They say that our brains are not as good in taking a series of commands, and that's why they are looking for an improved human through robots. They also talk about wearable, implantable sensors on people, electronics, communications, commuting. They want augmentation of sensors for health monitoring and brain stimulation. Further, this document talks about the decade of the brain, the U.S. Human Brain Project, and how it was started basically in the 1990s and funded by 16 organizations across five agencies. We're talking about the Department of Energy, the Department of Defense, NASA, just to name a few. They say that the use of technology to study the brain and use of the brain information will aid in artificial intelligence. So everything is about working towards eliminating humans. They don't need humans. They talk about the ability to erase our memories, transfer our brain patterns. And this is MK Ultra. Basically, they are doing brain mapping. They're overlaying thoughts and ideas to other people. They're erasing memories, which they can do, and they have been doing. They talk about the global problems, which is all through the false hoax of global warming. They talk about the serious problems are energy, water, food, and land, and population growth, and wealth generation, and pollution.
And what are they going to do about, of course, the problems with water and food and items such as this? Do they have a solution, or they just say this is going to be a problem?
Oh, no. The solution is to replace us with robots. That's the solution.
Well, of course, there really are people who want to do away with most of the people in the world. And, of course, if you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, the covert agenda, we get there into population control. And they really are in the process today of poisoning our water and poisoning our food and poisoning our air. And certainly they poison the medicines, many of the medicines that are given by the pharmaceutical industry, do far more harm than good. And they know what they're doing, but they do this because they really believe there are too many people in the world, and we need to eliminate at least 90, perhaps 95% of the population of the world. And people say, that's crazy talk. And you're absolutely right, but we're not dealing with people who look at the world the same way that you and I do. These are people, of course, who have an entirely different worldview, and they really do intend to kill off most of the population of the world. They've already prevented the births or killed off about 4 billion people. They plan to kill off another 5 to 6 billion people. They're not simply imagining these things. You need to read what they say. That's why my treatise on the population control agenda. You can get that on the internet, the population control agenda, or go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. You'll see the population control agenda listed there. Pull it down and read it. Of course, you can get it from us simply if you give us a call, and we'll give you the numbers at the end of the program. If you get anything else from us, why, of course, we'll be glad to send you a copy of this treatise. It is certainly one of the best and sources of information out there. It's been mimicked and picked up by many other people. I got a lot of this information but from Dr. G. Gordon Edwards, and certainly appreciate the information that he gave to me that we've been able to put out. But go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, they talk about needing to make these changes to even out the haves and the have-nots. This is, again, eliminating any class except the slave class. That's what they're going for, a limited amount of population with only a slave class. They talk about major emerging law enforcement issues, and they make the points of privacy, nanosensors, crime is a wide technology, and internet crime is widespread. They talk about binary pathogens and genetics, protection of human electronic implants. So they're worried about protection of our implants, protection of the continental United States beyond terrorism. Everything is binary pathogens with sleeper chemicals introduced, and a second chemical is introduced to enact.
And basically, of course, what they want is, of course, all of us to have some sort of these implants. This is not imaginary. This is not space age. This is very real. And basically, these are the things that are planned for your future and my future. We must know what they're doing. These are government documents. But the last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth, the horror that lies ahead.
While the storm clouds gather, won't be late.
No.
Wide with
makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
That song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. We're talking about this PowerPoint presentation. You can find this on a special website. We'll tell you where to find it later. But basically, it is a program, a talk that was given back at certainly about 2000-2001, by high officials in our government to other high officials in the government, telling what the future held and all how this science would be used to eliminate most of the population and to control those who remain behind. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. In this NASA document, I'm on page 40 right now, and they're talking about sensors. They're going to put sensors to monitor us, surveil us. They will be in smart cards, which we know about now. Sensors will be implanted during manufacturing and in servicing. And it will also be in smart dust. Now, they talk about some sensor swarms. Smart dust. They talk about this floats in the air currents. And they talk about, the NASA document discusses nanotags placed on everything, everywhere. Identification and status information everywhere. They will even co-opt insects. Also, the document discusses explosive smart dust opportunities, that it will infiltrate into deeply buried locations and to get other such targets. On page 43, they talk about microdust weaponry. That this is a micron-sized mechanized dust which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lung. Dust mechanically bores into the lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They say this is a wholly new class of weaponry, and it is legal. They say this is legal. And, of course, we know that they are doing this right now to a town in Libya. I'm looking at an article from RT dated October 29th, where NATO is being accused of ruining Libya. Their sources in a small town called Bangi Walid. And what they are doing is they're flying over this town with planes, and they're dropping phosphorus and other weaponized dust, and these people are dying on the streets without bullets being shot at them. But But then they're coming in, the militia, with tanks. They're plowing down the houses, raping, pillaging, and plundering the entire city. And the people that have managed to escape out onto the desert have been out there for over a week. They're trying to return, and they're being gunned down with machine guns by the militia that are set up around the peripheral of the town. There are people with the ability to explain what is going on. The people inside the village have asked for international help and intervention. No one is coming to their aid.
Deborah, I don't think anybody's hearing about this. I certainly hadn't heard about it. How did you hear about it?
I do a lot of research, Dr. Sand.
I know you do.
And NATO, it says, and I have this posted on my site next to the NASA document. It illustrates what some of the methods as discussed in this NASA document and how they're implementing it now in villages in other areas that we're not aware of. But I wanted to go on and talk about other aspects of this document, which is just unbelievable. Again, the binary bioweaponry that they talk about in injecting, say, for example, a vaccine and needing something else down the road to enact it so that it gets its weaponized result. On page 66 of the NASA document, they say, increasingly critical human limitations and downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow physically and mentally. We require huge logistics, i.e., humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. They are replacing us with transhumanism and robots. On the next page, page 67 of the NASA document, they talk about robots in the large. They discuss how there are different flavors of robots, how they're far more efficient than humans are.
And I think that you have to really understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with people who have an entirely different worldview. Now, they don't look upon human beings as something unique and novel, made in the image of God, because these people don't believe in God. They themselves have become God. And through their intelligence, they're going to remake the world, or so they believe. We'll be right back.
Don't be late.
No.
Pop? Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Deborah Tavares. And Deborah, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your website and how they can specifically get to the site where this incredible document is posted. And I did notice there that on that website you had something else on population control agenda. I think you're the only person I know who's ever thought that was worthwhile enough to go ahead and post it on their website. But go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan, everyone that has a computer right now, you can pull up this document and follow along with me if you'd like. I'll say the page numbers as I go through. The document is located on www.stopthecrime.net. Stopthecrime.net. You click on the tab that says Source Document, and you will see NASA, the Future of Warfare. And right now I am looking at page 72. The NASA document says, non-explosive warfare, psychological warfare in the large. They are also talking about microwave frequencies, chemicals and biologicals. They say anti-personnel, microwave radiation frequencies. So this is going to be... with fewer people. They say a typical scenario takedown of the U.S. is by 10 people and $10 million. They talk about terror, biological. They talk about unusual physical against keynodes such as railroads, take down the economy, selective anti-personnel, RF and microwave. They talk about towers, where that is cell phone towers. Everyone needs to go to the site, stopthecrime.net, and take a look at Barry Trower, B-A-R-R-Y, Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R, and look at his discussion about cell phone towers. They are weaponized, and they are being deployed throughout the United States right now for this frequency attack that is occurring now. They talk about that they will attack the water supply, they'll contaminate it, and they talk about accompanied by serious psychological warfare. They go on to say that the trends and the summary is tele-everything, computers everything. The U.S. will just be one of the crowd economically. Warfare on the cheap, many potential peers. Warfare increasingly robotic. Survivability and affordability and power projection via deep water subs and blast wave accelerators. They talk about the continental United States and logistics defense is increasingly worrisome. They're letting us know in advance that they're worried about the continental U.S. when, in fact, they are actually the ones aiming their weapons of mass destruction at us. On page 101, machines are creative, smart as humans, robots will be the norm. Sensors will be in every single thing. I'm going to go to another document that I have on my website. It's a mission statement that I found. Our research team is working literally around the clock. We found this mission statement on the Pennsylvania Infrastructure Incubator website, part of Carnegie Mellon and IBM.
All right, just speak up just a little louder, Deborah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, this mission statement says there's a revolution in our infrastructure. Companies and institutions have a hidden secret They are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. We want to help expose the secret to the world. Tomorrow's infrastructure will blend traditional physical infrastructure, which is transportation, transit systems, buildings, pipes, power grid, concrete, and steel. Pipes, concrete, and steel will have sensors. They are going to use cyber infrastructure, computers, networks, and sensors in ways that are just emerging. Pennsylvania has a wealth of companies, universities, and institutions that are inventing many of these emerging technologies that will build or rebuild the world's transportation, civil, manufacturing, and other infrastructure. They will bring these organizations together to leverage and highlight this hidden secret to help make Pennsylvania a visible leader in these critical emerging technologies. And I have found that they're getting ready and working on a robot city. I've seen pictures because I've been in building for 35 years. Some of the tags that I read pop up interesting photographs of futuristic cities and how they're essentially going to, this is a quote in another website that I found, the city of the future is a place where the fragments of something once broken are recomposed. And that's how they look at us. We have broken cities. They're unsustainable, too many people using too much stuff. We're causing global warming, we're ruining the earth, and our cities need to be relocated, which is what the Wildlands Project is all about. They're moving us off of cities or off of rural lands into compact cities, and we're just destroying the earth.
I think it's important that people understand the reason they want us to get us into compact cities is so they can monitor us and watch us, so they can install their video cameras and their sensors and their listening devices, so they can monitor the people. That's why they want to get us out of our own homes. That's why they want to get us out of the rural areas. They want to be able to control and watch everybody and certainly know how they think and destroy anyone who doesn't want to go along with this brave new world they're creating. Well, they really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And you say, I don't believe that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, read my population control agenda. Read what, not what I say, but what these people say. And then once you begin to understand what they're doing, it all begins to make horrible and terrifying sense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question as far as what Deborah has been talking about, she has the documents on her website. Once again, what is that website, Deborah, and how can people get to it?
Yes, stopthecrime.net. You go to the tab that says source documents. There are several other absolutely critical source documents that we have posted there. Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars, and New World Order Exposed 1969, and the Iron Mountain Report, among many other reports, such as the Fort Meade military document that talks about known frequencies that are intended as weapons of mass destruction, which is what the smart grid is all about, with the frequencies and the mass control and surveillance, as well as cell phone towers and antennas. Take a look at how all of this is meshing together for the total control of the population. And they're, at this moment, creating a frequency fence around us. As you will notice, as you travel down major highways across our country, hundreds and hundreds of cell phone towers. When you take an RF frequency gauge along, as we do, you can see that you are being severely damaged as you are passing all of these towers.
Now, basically what Deborah, in essence, is saying is you're getting a tremendous amount of radiation, and she has a meter that they use to determine the amount of radiation you get from those cell towers. Now, remember, ladies and gentlemen, they want to put smart meters in everybody's home in the name, of course, of monitoring your electricity and monitoring which appliances you use. What you don't understand is that those smart meters send off powerful radio waves, and of course they can zap you on a regular and intermittent basis. Go right ahead with that, Deborah.
Yes, I also have a website called refusesmartmeters.com. I have postings there so that you can see how the smart meters that replace your original safe meters are weapons. These are being deployed. That's a military term. And in many instances where people have refused transition from a safe meter to a biohazard, police have actually gone on to properties and enforced the deployment of a smart meter on people, on private property. Make no mistake about this. This is a military action. And the utilities are complicit. They are all partnered with ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, which is International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. This is the United Nations.
Hold that thought now. We've got Tim calling us from upstate New York. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you say, this can't be true, I refuse to believe it's true, these things could not be going on, because of course we would read about it in the newspaper or we would hear about it on television. Ladies and gentlemen, if these things were going on, you would not read about it in your newspaper. You would not hear it discussed on television because they're controlled. Oh, we have the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls 90-95% of the outlets, and we have to, of course, pay for our time on radio. People who've been suddenly working for the media, who've told the truth, like Glenn Beck, were actually fired from Fox. Why? Because he told the truth about what David Rockefeller said about the secret cabal that rules the world. Page 405 of David Rockefeller's memoirs, available from Radio Liberty. Tim, go ahead. Do you have a question or comment from upstate New York?
Yes, I have a question. I guess it would probably be more directed at your guest. Do you know anything about the scanners in the supermarkets?
Yes. Yes, they're scanning everything, Tim, and they're following your habits. What this is all about is everything is being run on computers. This is a massive data collection scheme that they have.
Well, basically, what about suddenly when you go out, suddenly go past the cash register, they have a scanner there, and they scan all your goods, and of course they get the numbers, and run it through the computer and come up, so they can come up with your charges. But is there radiation from those scanners? Is that potentially dangerous either to...
That was my question, actually.
Right,
yep.
Either to us or to the people working with
those scanners. Yeah, everything that's wireless, which everything now is wireless, does emit radiation frequencies, and this does interfere with our frequencies. And the more frequency that we have transmitted, which is increasing because they have 4G and they're increasing that, cities cannot fight against cell phone towers. You put all of these wireless components in a city, like the markets and the scanners, everything. We are in serious trouble. We are in great danger and great harm, and they know it.
And I think, Tim, basically, we're under attack today, and the average person has no idea. But they're poisoning the water. They're poisoning, certainly, the food. They're poisoning, certainly, the forests and the trees. They're even using pesticides that poison the bees. They know exactly what they're doing. And it sounds so preposterous, the average person just can't believe it. And
I'm very concerned, too, about an EMP attack. You talk about that just about every night.
Right. And I think it's something you should be concerned about.
I've been telling people about EMP attacks, and they've never heard of them.
Of course they're not going to, and that's the thing that really frightens me. The elite know about it, the elite talk about it, and the fact that they could prevent any serious damage with a couple of billion dollars, and they're absolutely refusing to do this, makes me suspect that the EMP attack may be coming. We don't know, though. We're not on the inside, but basically...
I tell people about your show, too.
God bless, and incidentally, we're going to be putting together a 4-tape set on EMP attack, a 4-CD set. Hopefully we'll have that in a couple of weeks, okay?
Yes, and
okay, thanks a lot for your time, Dr. Stan. Thank your guests, too.
God bless. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yeah, Tim, I would recommend that you read One Second After. It is a fictional story about what it would be like if we were hit with an EMP. I think it illustrates what we would contend with without any electricity.
And actually, we have an interview with the author of that book, so that is really fascinating.
Oh, excellent.
Well, let's wrap up the show. I guess you got usually at this time to wrap up the show.
Well, we do. Thanks very much for calling. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, I wanted to talk about the fact that they're moving us from rural lands, which they now call sprawl. It used to be that living in the country was a wonderful thing, and people could grow their vegetables and be more self-sufficient. And now rural is sprawl. That's all under UN Agenda 21. I urge everyone to go to stopthecrime.net, look at that Wildlands Project map, also go to Freedom Advocates and take a look at the UN Agenda 21 consequence there. But I want to alert everyone.
Hold, David. We have a caller. Go ahead. Hold just a moment. We'll be with you in just a moment. Just finish up, Deborah. I do want to get to David from New York.
Yes. I wanted to have everyone go to the website, stopthecrime.net, take a look at the Dome Project, which is intended to enclose all major U.S. cities. It is a $8.4 million project, and it will create a state-of-the-art environment shield enclosing a town. And they're getting ready to build this in Northern California, a couple of hours north of where I am right now, in Lassen County. The town will be used as a proving ground for technology that will one day enclose major U.S. cities, especially those prone to weather-related disasters such as tornadoes and hurricanes. And they say it's clear protective dome. The structure material is believed to be capable to resist against a Category 5 hurricane. Of course, they are
I do want to get to David before we're out of time. We'll have to get you back again sometime to talk about that. But David, calling from upstate New York. It's late back there, David. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. How are the people that are designing and implementing these things avoiding the damage to their own bodies?
All right, fine. That's an excellent question. How are the people who are designing these things essentially protecting themselves so they're not getting damaged like we are?
Well, first of all, we have to understand, number one, these people are psychopaths. They have no moral, no ethics, and no consideration for human life. So they would, devour their own for the sake of the insanity and the power that they want. But they also have not been poisoning themselves for many years with fluoride in the water supply and all the toxins. We've been used as large laboratory experimental rats, and our immune systems have been greatly impaired because they've been throwing toxins at us for so long to numb and dumb us down so that we're not able to realize what they are doing to us. And
we're just about out of time. David, there's one other fact that most people don't understand. And that these people, of course, have taken very seriously what the serpent said to Eve. You know, if you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, ye shall never die. And they believe they can't, will not die. They'll come back again and again. They're not worried. They believe in reincarnation. These people, as Deborah says, are psychopaths. Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment. David, go right ahead. Anything else you wanted to say? We lost David. Anyway, go ahead, Deborah. We've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Yes, I cannot emphasize enough. People need to go to stopthecrime.net. Go to the source document. Now, understanding and gaining knowledge is not intended to frighten people. They are going to level psychological warfare and shock testing on us, which you will read about in the Silent Weapons Quiet War document. If we understand that, we will not be shocked by their shock testing and by all of the psychological horror that they intend on inflicting on us. Knowledge is power, and we must spread this so that we will be able to support one another through what lies ahead. we must stay together. We must understand what is in store. We know that the weather is fully weaponized. We know that they can and have and are creating weaponized weather events all over the world and on the eastern seaboard now. This is all weaponized, and the extent of their power is unbelievable. But we must talk about it. We must talk about the unthinkable and talk about this NASA document and, in their words, the other source documents that we have on StopTheCrime.net. You must keep smart meters off your homes. These are bioweapons. They are frequencies that will interfere with your brain frequencies. We know people all over the country that are having to move to rural land to try to move out of the cities where the frequencies are so high, and that is being emitted from all wireless equipment and applications. And again, they're trying to eliminate our possibility of moving into rural lands because they're closing down the parks, they're restricting the use, and human access is being denied. So they are tightening the frequency noose around all of us. They're not maintaining the roads. They're falling into ruin and rubble. Why? Because they don't need to act. We don't need to have maintained roads that will not take us to areas they don't want us to go into anymore. I know this is unthinkable, but again, knowledge is power, and that is what we need to band together and tell everyone, so that this is not just hidden in the shadows. We can't let this be hidden in the shadows any longer.
Deborah, you've done a wonderful job. Thank you so very much for summarizing this incredible, incredible report. And I will be talking to you real soon. Thanks so very much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope, of course, you enjoyed that report that Deborah was talking about. We do have it. We can make copies of it. Of course, it would be fairly expensive. You're far better off to go to Deborah's website and pull that down yourself. And it is the report by NASA. We recommend you go to her website. Her name is Deborah Tavares. Go to her website. Pull down these reports. Understand they really do intend to do away with most of the people and to destroy the lives and health of the others. To understand what's really going on today, you need to hear my talk, Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, comes with a syllabus. You certainly would want to get that because it's their documents primarily. And you can document what I say. There really are evil people out there who want to destroy the Christian civilization, and they want to kill off most of the people in the world. That's the Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, and the syllabus that goes with that. And, of course, there's also a book we carry put out by the government called Sustainable America. Sounds really great, except unless you read it carefully and you find out they want to limit the use of electricity in America. Why do they want to limit the use of electricity? Well, the real reason is they want to deindustrialize America and lower our living standards and impoverish our people. They also believe there are too many people and we're going to have to markedly limit the population of America. And believe me, they intend to do that. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We hope you go to my website, watch our DVDs. I certainly listen to our radio programs, and you can listen to our radio programs. They're live 4 hours a day. We do another program earlier in the morning on the American Freedom Network. We hope that you'll certainly want to, of course, tell others about our radio programs. And then we hope many of you out there will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us financially as we try to maintain our network of programs all across America, indeed all across the world. And we're heard by shortwave, we're heard on internet, we're heard on iPhone, on iPad, on Apple TV, on cell phone if you're on unlimited minutes, on radio stations, on FM stations, and certainly on the internet. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927 or the radioliberty.com. And we hope you'll tell others about our radio programs. Certainly, if you want to understand how they're manipulating the weather, you need to get our 4 tape set on weather modification. You need to get our 4 tape set on harp. We have actually 4 DVDs on weather modification. One is called Geoengineering. It's a talk given by Roslyn Peterson a year ago, and it's excellent. Roslyn Peterson has a website with over 40,000 different links to government documents which take you into the background of chemtrails and contrails and how they're actually modifying the weather. These are government websites, 40,000 of them. And of course, then, of course, you want to get the DVD on geoengineering. You want to get the DVD on Weather Warfare by Bob Fletcher. You want to get the DVD put out by Michael Moore. What in the world are they spraying? And then why are they spraying? 2 separate DVDs. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have books on weather as a weapon. We have a book on harp. So you can get certainly tape sets. You can get CD sets. You can get DVDs. And certainly you need to get the information, and you need to get the information out that they can actually transform the weather. And if you doubt it, read what they say. And then, of course, we remember that Zygmunt Brzezinski, in his book Between Two Ages, had written in 1977 at the bottom of his book, page 57, that they're going to be able to create storms and droughts. And every time you see a major storm today, ask yourself, is this real? Or is this another one of those things that they've done to disrupt our society and to destroy the land of the free and the home of the brave? Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.